But now we're ready to pass on to new lessons. We talked about choosing a path when you were last here. Have you thought any more about this? Ah, Celtic and Egyptian. A very interesting mix. You will need several books. Celtic means you will need a book called The White Goddess by Robert Graves. It has been reprinted many times, so you'll have no trouble finding a copy. The other is the Mabinogion. Let me spell that for you. Mabinogion. It simply means a collection of stories about Mabon, who is the young boy child who is the recurring symbol in Celtic mythology. He is everything that is new and returning. He is growth. He is youthful wisdom. There is a translation from the Welsh by Charlotte Guest. The translation is scholarly, but dry and hard to read. However, some years ago, a writer called Evangeline Walters rewrote the stories in fictional form under the title of The Islands of the Mighty. They were out of print for a long time, but are now republished. She tells the stories in a very readable way, while still keeping to the original form. You will also find The Western Way by John and Caitlin Matthews very useful. And you will find a lot of answers in those two books. The Celtic tradition covers not only Britain, but also Ireland and Brittany, situated on the western coast of France. It also includes the Cymry, or Welsh, and the Cornish Peninsula in the southwest of Britain. They all have or have had their own language, customs, and mythology. So you have chosen a very wide subject to study. The Egyptian tradition is popular with Western magicians, not just because of the richness of its symbology and the fact that it is the one we know most about, but because it is, if not the oldest, then certainly close to it. Latest discoveries suggest the Assyrian may be marginally older. Both traditions have a highly complex mythology. In the case of the Celtic, the Welsh, Irish, and British overlap each other, and this can be confusing. I suggest you begin with one area and make yourself familiar with it before going on to the others. The Egyptian displays a bewildering number of gods, most of whom seem to appear from a single primal god. Because of its antiquity, Egyptian myth has been overlaid time and again by more recent gods, which have been superimposed upon older counterparts. But I'll go deeper into this later on. One of the questions you asked in your reports concerns psychic protection. Now, this wins the prize for the most asked question. I get a load of letters from students, mostly those with all of 5 or 6 lessons behind them, telling me that they have been attacked by dark forces. Invariably, the exhausted but triumphant magician gives me a lurid tale involving a magical sword closely resembles Luke Skywalker's light weapon and the rending of the attacker. So I'm going to tell you what I tell them. The dark forces are not stupid. They will attack only if they are going to get something out of it. And if it's worth going to all the time and trouble of mounting an attack. Setting up something of that kind takes time, effort, energy, and a lot of preparation. They are certainly not going to waste all that work on someone who is, if you will pardon the expression, still wet behind their magical ears. In a few years, with one or two initiation degrees under your silk cord, you might, you just might, draw their interest. 99 times out of 100, they will go for those who pose a real threat to them. Until that time, when you can call yourself an adept, your magical sword will be needed only as a symbol during ritual work. Now, I have mentioned the dark forces. Let me tell you a little bit about black and white magic. In actual fact, there is no such thing as black or white magic. Magic is magic. Magic is power. Power has no color. What colors power and magic is the intent in the person using it. A black magician is someone who takes that power and twists it for their own ends. They use it for purposes of turning others to their will, of creating events that enhance their abilities to the detriment of others. A magician who is working for the light will use the same kind of power, but will use it for the good not only of him or herself, but for the good of others, for the good of the group with which they work, for the good of those around them. It sounds very altruistic, but they work for the light. And light is all pervasive in this universe. We are all made of light. A magician working on the dark side of things has less light around them. The training of a black magician is far more arduous and demanding than people realize, because they dare not make a mistake. The cost is not to be thought about. You make a mistake when you're working with the light, it is regarded as a lesson that you are going to learn from. If you're working for the dark forces, they don't take mistakes lightly, and you are likely to be punished. While you are working with me, you will automatically come under the guidance and protection of my contact. What is a contact? A contact is a Lord of Light, a teacher from the inner levels, who undertakes to guide either a person or a school in the ways of the light. So, as one who is training to be a light bearer, you can rest in the knowledge that if you make a mistake, you're not going to get blasted out of existence. If, later on, you decide to train in a school, you will come under the double protection of the school group mind and the protection of their inner level teacher. But at the end of this session, I will give you some examples of protection that you can use if the next to impossible happens. But be warned, if you use it without thought or just for kicks, its power may have a price.